Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
15 states are under watches and warnings as floodwaters rush downstream.
Staggering economic losses from extreme weather and historic floods in the upper Midwest.
Most of the threats from climate change are 50 to 75 years out.
Trump EPA Chief Wheeler pushes more dangerous delay on climate change.
We are running out of runway to be able to fix this problem.
While 2020 Democratic presidential candidates push climate change solutions. Plus, federal judge blocks oil and gas drilling in Wyoming in Holy Grail ruling.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
I think it'd be great to have someone who believes in science and gravity in the White House. I think that would be great.
Dreamer, this is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, big news out of a federal court concerning oil and gas drilling in Wyoming, but maybe even more states?
Yes, this could be a very big deal. A federal judge this week temporarily halted oil and gas drilling on nearly 500 square miles in Wyoming, ruling that the Trump Bureau of Land Management violated federal law in failing to account for climate change impacts when selling oil and gas leases. He ruled that the government must consider climate change impacts more broadly when it leases huge swaths of public land for drilling. The judge ordered the BLM to redo a full environmental analysis. But the ruling could have major implications for the fight to stop the expansion of oil and gas drilling on public lands. Jeremy Nichols of Wild Earth Guardians, one of the plaintiffs in the case, said, quote, "This is the Holy Grail ruling we've been after that calls into question the legality of oil and gas leasing that is happening everywhere."
So basically, the judge is saying that the government must take into account the cumulative effect of burning all of this oil and gas that is being pulled out of the ground rather than just the immediate environmental effect of opening up a drilling site?
Exactly.
That is a big deal.
In Texas, firefighters finally extinguished that massive fire at a petrochemical storage facility near Houston. The cause of the fire is still unknown. Company officials had reassured skeptical residents that the giant plume of toxic chemical smoke across the region was not hazardous to people's health. But on Thursday morning, Deer Park City officials issued a shelter-in-place order after elevated levels of extremely toxic benzene were detected.
Yeah, but the company says there's nothing to worry about, so I'm just going to go with that, Des.
Meanwhile, in the record flooding in the upper Midwest, the staggering economic impacts are starting to come into focus. While it will take time for climate scientists to do an attribution study to determine the exact fingerprint of global warming on this particular flood event, preliminary estimates indicate that the economic losses to farmers and ranchers in Nebraska alone could top $1 billion. And it's not over yet. New snowmelt and spring rains could create additional flooding in weeks ahead, putting pressure on already compromised levees. So keep that in mind when you hear that the Trump Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Andrew Wheeler this week dismissed climate change, saying that unsafe drinking water around the world is a much bigger global threat.
That's a crisis that I think we can solve. Most of the threats from climate change are 50 to 75 years out.
Oh, so why worry?
Well, the EPA's own recent national climate assessment states outright that, quote, "the impacts of climate change are already being felt in communities across the country."
Wow, someone ought to tell Andrew Wheeler, the head of the Environmental Protection Agency.
But Democrats have proposed mobilizing the nation to address climate change now through the Green New Deal resolution, the only plan put forth by anyone in politics so far that is commensurate with the speed and scope that scientists say is necessary to deal with the climate impacts that are already here today and the worse impacts that are projected for coming decades. In a CNN town hall this week, Democratic Senator and 2020 presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts slammed the Trump administration's climate science denial as dangerous to the nation.
We need to be thinking about infrastructure in terms of hardening our infrastructure against the climate change that's coming our way and in terms of building green energy infrastructure.
Warren's urgency was underscored by South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, also a 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful, on Fox News.
We have got to do this. This timetable isn't being set in Congress. It's being set by reality. It's being set by science. And it's going to hit, those deadlines are going to hit in our climate with or without us. And so we have to act. What the Green New Deal gets right is it recognizes there's also a lot of economic opportunity in this. Retrofitting buildings means a huge amount of jobs for the building trades in this country. I view that as a good thing.
Oh, Mayor Pete, a timetable set by reality. That is so 2015. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, please check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find us, follow us, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks and the Twitters at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Reality used to be a friend of mine. Reality used to be a friend of mine. Maybe why is the question that's on your mind?
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.